Former Vice President Joe Biden won't formally accept his party's nomination until later tonight, but Democrats are already preparing for what the Biden agenda would be and whether he could get anything done with a Congress used to doing very little. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis has this report.
If Joe Biden wins this election, he will once again take office at a time of national crisis.
We'd have exploding deficits and unemployment again, the coronavirus crisis, a healthcare system that's gotten weaker over the last 4 years, climate change, and weaken international relationships.
Phil Schillero ran congressional affairs for the Obama administration and worked closely with Biden following that era's financial crisis. Like Obama, Shalira expects Biden will try to extend a hand to Republicans to come up with bipartisan solutions. That didn't work last time.
It didn't seem to make any difference with congressional Republicans because they wanted President Obama to own the problems and own fixing the problems.
Most Democrats are skeptical that a Biden administration would turn out any differently. Here's Democratic strategist and former senior Senate aide Mike Spahn.
They're going to need to get Republicans to actually go along early and quickly to disprove the assumption from many on the left that it is impossible for Republicans to swing back to the old days of more bipartisanship.
Part of Biden's pitch is that he knows how to work across the aisle, as he often did during his 35-year Senate career. But Senate Minority Whip Richard Durbin says that's not how it works anymore.
We have stopped deliberating. We've stopped legislating.
Should Democrats win the Senate this November, there will be immense pressure to end the legislative filibuster, which lets any senator block any bill for any reason if it can't get a 60-vote majority.
We have not had this debate. I'm not anticipating what the outcome will be, but we need a serious discussion about the future of the Senate.
Biden long opposed ending the filibuster, but he indicated in July that he could support it if Republicans don't want to work with him. Centrist Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas thinks Biden can succeed where the less social Obama did not.
I'll say this very gently. I think a President Biden will be able to use the White House, maybe Camp David, you know, invite members over to, you know, hey, let's sit down, let's talk.
Republicans are just part of the challenges a President Biden could face. While Democrats are united on what the big issues are, there are major ideological rifts on how to fix them between moderates like Cuellar and liberals like Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington. She co-chairs the Progressive Caucus, the rising force in the House.
I think Joe Biden is going to be forced, because of the necessity of desperation across the country, to be bold in a way that perhaps he wouldn't have before COVID. And then I think that the movement will push him and embrace him as he does that.
Cuellar counters that the House majority was built by winning swing seats that elected centrists, and ignoring that reality would be a mistake.
As long as we don't let any fringes take over, I think we can work out compromises.
The burden to find that compromise within the party will fall to Biden, who will lean on his many longstanding relationships in Washington. Shalero says at the top of that list in Congress, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who marshaled through legislative victories for the Obama administration, like the Affordable Care Act, which both Biden and Pelosi have sworn to protect.
I would never have thought she could have gotten even stronger from where she was in 2009 and 10, but she is.
Shalero believes Biden will want her to stay. So does Cuellar.
Does Biden need Pelosi? Heck yes. Heck yes. Heck yes.
Pelosi has not yet said whether she plans to stay on as speaker if Biden wins. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.